It's episode 173, and we've got plugins for feed readers, admin tooltips, print sharing, ratings, post editor tools, and enhanced maintenance mode. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here with everyone.
And we've got the usual great show for you here today. And, of course, right off the top, the usual reminders. Don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you've got a few minutes, we would greatly appreciate you dropping in Stitcher, iTunes, giving us a review.
Absolutely. We got a couple of things from listeners to talk about later here in the show. But also a reminder, you can follow us on Twitter, wppluginsa2z. And John, we've just incorporated a mailing list into the site, and we've got a couple other neat features that are going to be happening. So there's definitely a lot of different ways that the audience can interact with us.
Yes, for certain. And of course, don't forget, we are WordPress professionals, make our living doing that. So if you're looking for some WordPress support, need someone to help you sort out your WordPress website, maybe you broke it or just need some technical advice, well, that's what I do. You can reach me, give me a call at 818-850-7729 or visit my website, wppro.ca/emergency.
And if you're looking for a nice, cheap domain name to get maybe over the weekend here, take a look at GoDaddy and use promo code PLUGIN295. It'll give you any .com domain name for just $2.95. That's like the price of a hamburger. So skip the burger. You're probably going to live longer anyway. And use promo code PLUGIN295 at GoDaddy.
All right, and it looks like we do have a fair good chunk of listener feedback this week, eh?
Tons. You want to get right to an audio clip?
May as well. Start right off with it.
All right, Robert, take it away, buddy.
Hey, guys. I'll make this quick. You guys rock. All right, now my question. I have a client site that I'm trying to upload some of their albums online and trying to make some sample clips that people can listen to without listening to the whole song or being able to download it, kind of like how Amazon does when you're shopping for music. What's the easiest way to do this? Is there a plugin that will automatically make clips, or do I have to go back and cut up all those MP3s? You guys might be able to help out. That'd be awesome. You guys do an excellent job, and thank you for all your hard work. Thanks, Sam. Oh, yeah, real quick, the tree thing. I'm going to use that.
Nice.
We had a slight fade out there at the very end.
Oh.
On his something about the tree thing, and then it faded out on me.
Oh, okay.
So at any rate, your first question there, Robert, I don't have anything for you. And all I can see is, unfortunately, cutting up MP3 files.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're going to have to do, unfortunately. That's exactly why a lot of these independent things that end up selling music end up using the entire song. And you just end up previewing it. And then, they can buy it from there. That does expose it, because then you can use things like FlashGot and other tools that are browser add-ons that end up just basically ripping it from the code. So there's not much you can do there. But yeah, if you want to do preview clips itself, so you just get the crescendo or actually the hook of whatever the song happens to be, unfortunately, you're going to have to edit those one by one.
All right, and we have just a couple of email things that came in to us. The first one was from Chad, and his is just a short message, saying he caught up on a couple of shows the past week. Great as always, and just wanted to say thanks, and that he had left us a review on iTunes. So thanks a lot, Chad.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We got a question also from Joe here. Let me read this. Hey, guys, I really enjoy your podcast. You've made my job much easier with your plugin reviews. Currently, I'm working on a site where people can download images for free. There will most likely be hundreds of images when the site is complete. I'd like to add keywords to my images to make it easy for people to find them and download them. I've searched everywhere, and I can't seem to find a plugin that will search images by keyword or a simple gallery plugin for easy search and download capabilities without all the extra frills. This would seem to be a common need. Do you know of any? Thanks, Joe. What do you think, John?
I actually have a solution to that because I just built a website similar, except I'm charging for the images. The Cell Media plugin is a free plugin that is separate and apart from the theme that I use. But if you set the price to zero on the images you upload, they can just download them for free. And you go in there and it actually sorts the images by keywords. It sorts the images by description. There's numerous ways of sorting images. It is a true stock photography plugin.
Yeah.
And that's what I would see as the solution to this.
And if you did it that way too, could you still require that people sign up?
Yeah, you can force them to sign up. The way you can do it, there is a add-on to it, which is a freemium add-on, costs I think like $19 or something, that allows you to add downloads if they sign up for your email list.
Great.
And
okay.
That's what
well,
I
Joe.
Have on mine, so.
Yeah, that's a perfect solution, Joe. So you still get them out there for free as far as your images go, but then you still can start to build that mailing list internally so that when you get new images, you can let people know.
All right. And we've got another one here. Question from Steve. It's, hi, John and Marcus. Thanks for doing another great podcast last week. Do you know if there is a plugin that can display a digital clock via short code that would update dynamically? Was looking for this for myself and for a new friend I'm helping out.
Oh, the old I need a plugin for a friend request, right? Yeah, I got this friend who needs this plugin. Yeah, okay. What do you think, John? You got anything that's worth looking at?
I do. There's dozens of them, actually. When I did a quick look to see what was there, there's dozens. But one I found is called Cool Clock. And it's got a very good short code setup, but it does require a little bit of effort to put it together. You got to do some, you got to write out all the specifications for what it does with the short code, but it's the best looking of them all. But yeah, there's lots of them out there.
All right. Well, that does it for the feedback. In WordPress news, I just want to congratulate all of the organizers of WordCamp Orange County, which is my local WordCamp to me. And they sold, I think, 350 tickets in, I think, 3 days.
Nice work.
So it is completely sold out. Now I can totally see why I never was able to get a ticket, except for this year when they went on sale at noon and I bought mine at 12:02. Okay.
It's like getting tickets to BlizzCon.
Exactly. So I look forward to WordCamp Orange County. I'm not speaking or presenting. I'm just going to go there and network and meet with people and take in a lot of the different sessions over the 2-day event. I'm really looking forward to it. So if anybody out there in the audience is also attending WordCamp Orange County, I would love to hear from you if you want to just give me a shout out on Twitter at Marcus Couch. Greatly appreciate meeting all of the audience and the fans of the podcast. So that's pretty much it for WordPress news.
All right. Well, then I guess it's time to take it away and jump into the meat and potatoes, eh?
There you go.
Off we go. All right. Well, the first plugin I've got here today, and I want to thank all of our listeners out there that have started submitting their plugin suggestions via the new form on our website. Thank you very much. It makes it so much easier to check out your plugins. So this one here was submitted to us by Brijnish, and it's called Smart Maintenance Mode. And it's another maintenance mode plugin, and I've tried several of them over the last few years, and I semi-settled down to one in particular, but I kind of like the way this one works. This is a really nice, easy, and simple plugin to use. It's got some really nice configurations to it. You can limit access to the website once you install and activate it. You can limit who can see the front page by user role, or you can limit it by IP address or a range of IP addresses. You can use their default page, which is pretty basic. It just simply says it's website in maintenance mode, or you can write up your own custom HTML or CSS and make up a pretty page that displays. So all in all, a pretty nice plugin. And check it out. It's one of the freebies up there on WordPress, and I gave it a rating of 4 dragons.
Very nice. I'm going to check that one out too. Is it something that, well, I like the IP limitation range. Is it, I don't want to piss anybody off here, John. I'm going to get on the soapbox a little bit here, but have you noticed like a lot of Chinese referrals coming in lately?
From
China? Like, I'm seeing on a lot of my site networks, just stuff from China is massive. I mean, just like, I look at their browse path and they're clearly scraping the sites.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I actually haven't been paying that close attention lately. So.
Yeah. So I like this. I like this a lot. Yeah. I can banish China.
Banish China. Right.
Okay.
I've actually had to do that a couple of times.
All right, so let's talk about something. I am designing, how do I put this? I'm designing a very cool thing. I found this really cool plugin off Code Canyon, rather, and it gave me the idea to make kind of a service website that actually kind of makes other, so when someone signs up, it makes a multi-site, right? And it does something that this plugin does. Okay, well, the back-end interface, I really wanted to limit what somebody logging in as an admin of that little multi-site could see. Uh-huh. And I also wanted to make it so that what they could see was very clear in what they were reading. And if they needed help, that I would easily be able to help them. So I went looking for something that could help me do that. And you know how they have the little blue circles next to things with the little question mark, and you kind of hover over it and it shows like that little tool tip of what it is that that function is or does, or just a little description of it?
Right.
Well, that's what this plugin does. It's called Better Admin Pointers. And it lets you create those little blue help boxes on any page or post, even custom post types. So you can, even down to the post range, put in little small little instructional things. So it has stuff like pointer IDs and screens and CSS targets and the position, edge, and alignment of any kind of maybe a screen overlay that you want to put on top. So it's really intuitive and really cool as far as if you are going to present something that administrators will use or your end clients will use, even if you're not creating this crazy custom solution like I am. If you just have a client that's working on a website and you want to leave them little tips on things, if it's, let's just say if it's a stockbroker and they're going to be, you know, putting the same kind of post up every day, we'll leave them relevant information on there like, okay, here's where you're going to put stock quote XYZ plus, you know, the name of the ticker, okay, like that. So you could leave those kinds of things for your clients, and I think that they would really appreciate it. It's very easy to set up, very easy to use, and the functionality standpoint alone is really worth a high rating. It's not for everybody, so I just gave it a general 4 out of 5 rating.
Very nice. It sounds like it could be useful in many areas.
Yeah, for most of us, though, that are just trying to, you know, keep our head above water, just getting our regular site running for ourselves, this thing is completely irrelevant.
All right. Well, the next one I've got here is another plugin that was submitted to us. This was submitted by Craig, and it is a premium plugin. So while this is a pretty great plugin, it's called SharePrints Gallery. It's another gallery plugin. And I found it to be a very excellent gallery plugin. And the biggest flaw I found with it while working with it was the lack of the ability to add images in bulk to the galleries when you're setting them up. It sets up what looks like a custom post type. You go create your galleries. You insert your images. It holds the images for you. Then what you do is you go, when you're creating a post and you want to insert a gallery, you click on the button to insert a gallery, and then you choose from whatever galleries you've created, and then you choose the layout of the gallery. It gives you about 6 different options for layouts of the gallery, and they're very nice assorted layouts, from the masonry type, you know, brick and blocks that are assorted sizes, to even across or to sliders. Mm-hmm. So a very nice setup. The installation was a breeze. The setting up of the gallery creation was a breeze. Inserting into the post pages, all very quick and easy. And like I said, the biggest problem I found was the lack of ability to add a bunch of images in bulk, because I went to go select like 4 or 5 images and it would only let me put one at a time into the gallery, which means it takes a little more time than I would want to put into it. But all in all, it's a good plugin. Looks like it's well worth the $39. Check it out. I gave it a rating of 4 dragons.
Very nice. That sucks that you can't do it in bulk.
Well, they'll probably look into that now.
Yeah, that sucks. Because if I'm going to add that much content, there's no way I'm doing it one by one.
Yeah.
So it's not going to happen. All right. Well, it's lazy plugin alert time. John, we need a sound for lazy plugins. Can I work on that for next time?
Work on that. Give us a sound. Yeah, I can't think
like
of
like a
one
yawn. Else. Like, ugh.
Yeah, there you go. A big yawn. Like that, it wouldn't be too hard for me to produce that one this morning.
Especially with my plugins.
Well, I started my day real early. My day started like 4 a.m. today.
Me too. Oh, not that early for me. Anyway, you know, there is, here's a cool lazy plugin. It's called Editor Color on Word Count. Pretty self-explanatory there. Here's how cool this is. You set it up on the back end as far as your target, as far as how many words you think you need to post. Okay, let's just use 300 for an example. So you start typing your blog post. And as you're typing, the entire little area that you're typing in, the content editor area, is kind of a light red color. And the more you type, you keep going on. Let's say you hit 90 words. Then the red turns to yellow. Oh, you're almost there. Keep typing. And once you hit 300, boom, it turns to green. Like, okay, you got enough. So it's just kind of one of those, you know, training you as the monkey to keep going until the green light comes on. To keep typing, keep going, keep blogging. So it's really cool. I thought it was really neat.
It is, actually. I kind of like the idea. Sometimes where you think you've typed enough, you got to go, what's the word count on that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So I thought it was pretty cool. I love it. And gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, that's one definitely to check out. I like the way it works. It definitely to help train you to keep
not
going.
Just train you, train people.
Yeah, train clients too. There's a good idea.
Keep typing until it turns green. Yeah. If I go back into a post and I see red, then I know that you're not doing your job.
All right. And the final one I've got here today is called Orbital Feed Reader. This one was submitted to us by Matt. And again, thank you for using the form. Much appreciated. So this plugin here, this is a feed reader that works in your back end of WordPress. And if you're one of those people that likes doing your research while you're in there creating your blog post, this is a really great plugin. You can set it up for your own specific types of feeds that you get your research and information from. And you can either start with a post or start reading through the feeds, the RSS feeds from whatever feeds you are. And when you find an article that you want to comment on, expand upon, take a snippet out of, you just highlight the text you want, click the post-it button, and then it opens up a window that you can turn it into a blog post, and you can go edit around the snippet you grabbed, and it even brings across a link from the RSS feed, so you give proper attrition to where you got your original content. So all in all, it's a great plugin. The biggest thing with it is, as you know, he mentioned when he sent it, it's still a little raw, but the raw part is in the user interface. You know, it's not a whole bunch of fancy bells and whistles. It's just real simple, basic, but that basic makes it very easy to use, I think. So all in all, this is a pretty great RSS feed reader. I actually took it and installed it on my little secret blog that I like to do ranting and raving on and stuff. So I'm going to check it out there for a while. I used it this morning to actually put an article up. So hey, check it out. I give it 4 dragon rating. It's called Orbital Feed Reader.
Very nice. Very nice. I'm going to look at that one myself. That's very nice. Okay, finally, let's wrap it up with something called Multi-Rating and Review Matrix System. And it is a plugin that allows your site visitors to rate your post or page based on up to 10 criteria. So it's kind of a user voting thing where they select their own kind of star ratings for particular things. So let's just say we had a book review site. We gave our own book review, and then we gave a bunch of criteria like readability, length, storyline, plot, characters, that kind of thing. And so other people that maybe read that book can rate it based on a bunch of different kinds of criteria. That's cool. That's a cool concept. I like it. The problem is this plugin is rather clunky in its setup and the way that it does it, and it doesn't do a lot of customization, and it's in French.
Well, my son will be able to read it for me.
Ah, that's right. Apologies, Jacob, out there. I'm sorry.
Well, my son's in French immersion, so.
Yeah. So, the rating for this one is a 3 out of 5. It could be so much better, but it's usable, but not for me.
It might, you never know, it might improve, but it does look like it's a great idea. I like the idea where you could set up a bunch of different criterias for things.
Yeah, and it keeps track, you know, what people do. It's like a voting system too, you know. And it would be like this, like if we put it in and said, here we go. We could put it in each show and say, okay, John rated this plugin, 3 out of 5. Like we could put 6 plugins in there and then let the readers pick how many out of 5.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah, that could
something like that at the end of the post. I mean, that's examples that you could do. Yeah. Have them vote on different topics that you talk about if you have a podcast or something. So, 3 out of 5, but it depends on your use.
Very nice. Well, that's it for the plugins and overview. I myself covered in this one Smart Maintenance Mode, which I gave a 4, SharePrints Gallery, which I gave a 4 to, and then the Orbital Feed Reader, which I gave a 4 to.
All right. Well, I talked about Better Admin Pointers, the little help screens. That is a 4 out of 5. Editor Color on Word Count, cute little lazy plugin that changes the editor color. Gave that one a 4 out of 5. And Multi-Rating and Review Matrix System, a little bit clunky, but has its uses. Gave that one a 3 out of 5.
All right, and last bit, a little couple commercials for you. If you're tired of the same old stock photography, check it out, the Canada Stock Photo website at canadastockphoto.com, featuring great, unique photography not found anywhere else, actually. New images are being added daily as fast as we can get them up there, and there are some great ones that are available for free download. Just go click the link, check out the freebies, enter your email, join the list, and you get access to all the free downloadable ones. So check it out, canadastockphoto.com.
Beautiful. And you can use HostGator coupon code PLUGIN to save 30% on any hosting plan, any term length. I just signed up a client to HostGator just yesterday. So looking forward to implementing that. They have an awesome cPanel access on there that's just second to none.
Yeah, their cPanel is pretty decent.
Yeah, totally.
All right, and if you're not getting enough daily WordPress news, check out the WP Plugins Daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And don't forget, if you got a few minutes, drop in at iTunes, Blueberry, VOA, Stitcher Radio. Give us a rating. Greatly appreciate it.
And how can they find us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or emergency support. Go to wppro.ca/emergency. Or email me, john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @MarcusCouch. And also, I'm going to be on the next episode 149 of WordPress Weekly over there at the tavern. So look out for me there, too.
All right. And that's all we've got for you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by JohnOverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.